Unit 8. Sample Listening Test. Part 4. You will hear a lecture on a genetic concept called heritability. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 35. Listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 35.
Welcome, everyone. As the title of the module says, this very first lecture will be an introduction to genes, environment, and development. Particularly, we'll be looking at heritability today. You may think you know what the term means, but because there are so many related words that people are often confused with, we'll start with its definition. Firstly, many people vaguely talk about innate and inborn characteristics, thinking these two are more or less the same as heritable characteristics. But these refer to universal characteristics that are so evolutionarily significant that they do not vary from person to person. Nobody walks on four legs, for instance. We all digest food in the stomach, not heart, that sort of thing. These characteristics are programmed by the 99% of our DNA that we all share. Heritability, however, is concerned with that remaining 1% of DNA that does vary between us. Some of us have green eyes, others have brown eyes, and mine are blue. That's where heritability comes in. Now, why do I have blue eyes? Because my parents have them too. Simple, isn't it? Nothing surprising, it's just common sense. You see a man with brown eyes and a woman also with brown eyes, and you don't expect their child to have green eyes, do you? So in genetics, we say the colour of one's eyes is 95% heritable. Height is another example. You naturally expect tall parents to have tall children, right? Now, how heritable do you think it is? Any guesses? According to genetics, it's 75%. Still not that surprising. In line with our common sense, more or less. What if, though, I told you that as much as 60% of your school achievement and verbal ability are heritable? As much as 60% of the differences in how well people do at school, how well they can express ideas in words, can be attributed to their inherited DNA sequence. Now that's a bit of a surprise, don't you think?